7 degrees below zero. It is cold, but, you know, the wind not as strong, so we're not getting much of a wind chill. So in a lot of ways, it was colder yesterday when it was above zero, but we had 30-mile-an-hour winds. So may that comfort you this morning with your cup of Java, Jason Cairns.
I think I'm going to stay inside and enjoy my cup of Java today. I don't know that I'm going to make it outside and venture around the neighborhood this morning.
It is like a boxer getting off the canvas each day, and especially in the winter, except this is a boxer with, you know, blankies and, you know, because, you know, you try to save on the energy bill. So, you, I don't know, we turn it down to like the upper 50s in our house at night.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's cold.
Yeah, I mean, 60, 59, something like that. So, yeah.
Nice.
What do you set it at?
I think it's ours is typically at 71.
Even when you're sleeping?
So, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, we're all on such different sleep schedules.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Alex works overnights. And
your wife stays up late, right?
My wife stays up late. I'm up super early. Tess is usually up in the middle of the night doing dishes or something like that. So,
yeah. All right, well, there's a subject I wanted to tackle on this 7 Below Thursday. And our friend Dan White, he's a great follow on Facebook, right?
He is.
He's got so many good ideas. Yeah. He's been a pastor at two different churches, and one was kind of a larger, and then he was kind of the church planter in a poorer area and learned a lot and has written Love Over Fear is highly recommended.
Yep.
In fact, it's worth a reread, but and a wonderful gift to give this holiday season, as are your books, which we'll mention. But he said this the other day. He says, a few years ago, I was reading 60 to 80 books a year. My Enneagram 5 was loving it as an information junkie. And then I realized very few of these books were transforming me, only informing me and potentially just ego bloating me. So I cut way back to 13 books a year, and now I handwrite a 2-page paper on each book summarizing three things. What is new that I never knew? What is my major critique? And what is one thing I want to practice? What do you think about this?
You know, I think that's a little bit convicting, you know, having just passed my 80th book for the year.
Wow.
You know, I think I resonate with what he's saying. Certainly the ego piece where I'm like, wow, I read 150 books, you know, or however many it was. I can definitely relate to that. But I can also relate to the idea that, what did I just read? You know, idea. And, you know, I used to write a review of every book that I read, and I haven't done that in the last couple of years. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in what Dan is saying.
But you do have your top 10 list, and
I do.
That's coming soon.
On that.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true.
And that's
I usually start working on that about middle of December. So
I even would enjoy going back and reading your past ones, but, you know, which is kind of fun to do. But I mean, I think there's a, you don't just give us the title, you give us kind of an explanation about it, right?
Right, yeah. I typically want to give some snapshot about why I valued the book. And, you know, I actually earlier this year I had decided, which I didn't follow through on, but that I wanted to go back and read a lot of my former greats and have not done so. But, you know, I think we can revisit old friends. We can revisit old books who become our friends. And I think that's something I still want to shoot for going forward.
And again, when we talk about read, I mean, you count whether it's an audiobook or you actually read it, right? I mean,
right.
Either way.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yep. And I do about an equal mix of both at this point. So, you know, I find that fiction books I enjoy listening to, particularly if the narrator is excellent. So
good. Okay, well, always something interesting to chew on here this morning. And while we get ready to focus during this Advent season on the birth of Christ, we're at the other end remembering the Go Fish song in this regard. But it's Matthew 26, 57 and 58 is where we're at.
And that says, then the people who had arrested Jesus led him to the home of Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of religious law and the elders had gathered. Meanwhile, Peter followed him at a distance and came to the high priest's courtyard. He went in and sat with the guards and waited to see how it would all end.
And you say, the mob who had seized my son marched him to Caiaphas' house where the elders and lawyers had gathered with the high priest. Peter followed behind, lurking in the shadows. The council had assembled in the large courtyard adjoining the high priest's home, but many others were gathered too, despite the late hour. Peter snuck in to watch what was happening. Again, the unfolding drama.
Yeah, again, I would invite people to really pay attention to the drama that's unfolding here. you know, when for people who have ever seen the original Gladiator movie, this reminds me some of the intrigue of like his assistant, his page, kind of sneaking around, mm-hmm. and you know, and I think that we need to step into the story. What is Peter feeling? What is Peter experiencing? What's going on with the people in Caiaphas's house? What are they thinking about what's happening? I think that helps us to connect with the story a little bit better.
Absolutely. Stay warm. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Yep, buddy Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Some of our readings here during Advent, maybe not having to do with the manger as much as the end of Jesus's life, but as Go Fish reminds us, it's about the cross. WWIB, 8 Below. Good morning. Remember when Storman Gorman would patrol center field for the Brewers? He's 74 today, so put that one on for size. Yeah. Two-time American League home run leader in 79 and 82, an all-star in 81 on the Brewers Wall of Honor. That Brewers documentary was great. I saw it at MyCon downtown this summer. So good. Came just short, lost in 7 games in the 82 World Series to St. Louis. Gorman Thomas, 74. It's a hard one to embrace. But all right, other birthdays today include Karen Sieg, David Howie, Kevin Eisenberger, Mitchell Nelson, Bruce Stabenow, Nikki Clark. We've played some of her music on the air over the years. Doug Michaels, the former TV18 meteorologist, and have had him and his wife in studio a number of years ago now. And Lon Pardon, all turning a year older today. Happy birthday to each and every one. On the national scene, you shared December 12th. It's a birthday with the likes of Dionne Warwick, who's 84. Anybody remember Solid Gold? I seem to associate Dionne with that show. Bill Nighy of Pirates of the Caribbean is 75. Jennifer Connelly, the actress from Top Gun Maverick, 54. Madchen Amick from Twin Peaks and Riverdale, 54. Regina Hall is 54. Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory, and she's an executive producer on the documentary that Justin Johnson, or Justin Superstar from Eau Claire, has put out about Brian and Randy Johnson. That was so good, and I think it's got a chance at winning an Academy Award now. It's amazing. She's 49 today. You know her from Big Bang Theory, most notably, but also maybe as a guest host on Jeopardy. Lucas Hedges from some different productions is 28. Britton Dalton from Ready Player One, 23, and Sky Katz from Surviving Summer is the big 2-0. Our promise of the day, Jeremiah 32:40, I have made an everlasting covenant to only do good things for you. Oh, that's so good, it's worth repeating. I have made an everlasting covenant to only do good things for you. Check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. And John Waller, our CCM artist with a birthday today, turning 54 years young. So you asked a question on the Wib Facebook page the other day.
Yes, and so it's a simple question. We just said, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And, of course, that can lead into all sorts of rabbit holes about what actually mm-hmm. is a Christmas movie. But still, we just left it open. What's your favorite Christmas movie? And lots of different comments there at WWIB Radio on Facebook.
Just for the record, I say Die Hard is, and it is at the MyCon budget December 27th. But, okay, here are some of your answers. Callie says, I have so many to choose from, Polar Express and Home Alone and Elf and Christmas Shoes and a lot more Christmas movies.
Yes, and I have to say my 9-year-old has really gotten into the Home Alone movies. He hadn't seen them before, and I think they're on Disney or something. Yeah, and he just thinks it's hilarious how this, again, because Kevin McAllister, I think, is around the same age as Cooper, and just, you know, fighting off these bad guys. So he's found the magic of Home Alone.
Just to watch Cooper watch the movie.
Yeah. So anyway, fun times. Pamela says her favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Carol, and Heidi says The Family Man.
Can I say I love that Nicolas Cage movie, and that I was forgetting kind of the Christmas tie. So yeah, I think I'd like to watch that. A Dog Named Christmas I've never heard of from Dev, and Tanya says A Veteran's Christmas.
Sue says Too Many. Again, we're asking favorite Christmas movies on WWIB's Facebook page. She says, I do always enjoy Christmas in Connecticut, but it's not on much. I don't think I've seen that before, Christmas in Connecticut.
No, that makes me think about our song about Christmas in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Christmas Shoes, Katie Clark says. Johnny Stoll says It's a Wonderful Life. And Tammy says Elf.
So good. And those last two probably would be my personal favorites. It's a Wonderful Life and Elf.
Yep.
Here's another one. Jan says, I always laugh at Home Alone. And she says, also White Christmas and Miracle on 34th Street. White Christmas is so good. Mm. So good.
I love the more recent rendition of Miracle on 34th Street within the more modern version is excellent. Elf again from Jennifer. Wendy says A Christmas Story, and Carla says The Nativity.
Amber, another vote for Home Alone. Mindy, our first vote for Muppet's Christmas Carol as a favorite Christmas movie. And Erica says Christmas Lodge. I am not familiar with that one.
Nor am I. Vivian goes with The Three Godfathers. Never heard of it. Jason says Christmas Vacation with the greatest Christmas pageant ever, a close second.
Heather says Miracle on 34th Street is her favorite Christmas movie. Tammy, another one who says, yeah, too many to choose from, but she says Polar Express or Home Alone for sure in my top five with Christmas Vacation.
Johnny says that same movie, and Denise says Miracle on 34th Street. Donna says Borrowed Hearts, not familiar.
Brandon says The Christmas Story. April, another vote for Christmas Vacation. And Paul, another vote for It's a Wonderful Life.
And Allie says Elf. So there you go. Those are the votes. You can still let us know yours there at the WIB Facebook page.
All right. How about a few knowledge drops here, Havel? Four things that you didn't know yesterday, and you will be a little bit more informed after this.
All right. First of all, the average person's skeleton weighs 29 pounds. Drop that at your Christmas gathering.
There you go. The official soft drink of the state of Nebraska. So I know there's state birds, state flowers, etc. But apparently the official soft drink of the state of Nebraska is Kool-Aid.
Huh.
All right.
Okay. So I don't know. At the party, if you say who drank the Kool-Aid, that might not go so well.
The Cornhuskers.
Yeah, right. I thought because they're such big college football fans, I was going to guess Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
But here's another one. Again, just picture people standing around the water cooler or whatever, and you're just like, hey, did you guys know a blue whale's tongue weighs as much as an elephant?
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Just thinking about the scale of that, how big a blue whale is. Four things you didn't know yesterday, and this one, it just made me sit back and say,
huh.
So here we go. The Bible does not specify the number of wise men who followed the star. The tradition of three wise men likely arose because three gifts were mentioned. Of course, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right?
Yeah.
But I was starting to look. It's like, really? It doesn't? How many times have we read the Christmas story? And so, four things you didn't know yesterday. I stand informed.
This Christmas.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want a good night's sleep? Just say the word and I'll order a MyPillow for you.
MyPillow presents.
But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're just pillows.
Witness the transformation.
I want to sleep again. I want to sleep again.
It's a wonderful night's sleep.
Teacher says a sleep with MyPillow things feels just like angel's wings.
Promo code WWIB at MyPillow.com.
Wonder if that guy does his Jimmy Stewart impression everywhere he goes this time of the year.
I think I would.
I know. Well, I love Scrabble.
You do indeed. In fact, you've told me that you had a pretty big victory in Scrabble not too long ago.
Yes. The host of the afternoon drive, Dawson, and his friend Hunter, we competed on Thanksgiving night, and Dad came out on top.
Well, there you go. And still basking in the afterglow of that victory, I think.
I am.
Well, speaking of a big Scrabble victory, Nigel Richards, a professional Scrabble player from New Zealand, has won a world title in the popular board game, but it's not in the English version of Scrabble.
Yeah, this is crazy. He won the Spanish language world title despite not speaking Spanish.
Mr. Richards, who holds five English language world titles in Scrabble, started memorizing the Spanish Scrabble word list a year ago.
Huh.
And then went on to win 23 out of 24 games in the Spanish-speaking Scrabble Championship.
This guy is cutthroat. It's not the first time Richards has achieved a remarkable feat in Scrabble, having won the French language world title in 2015 and 2018 without speaking French, of course.
Again, Nigel Richards' name, his victories are legendary in the Scrabble community, and his strategy of memorizing word lists has allowed him to dominate the game despite not being a native speaker of French or Spanish.
I hope he's good with names. You know, can you imagine if the guy's just like, you know what, I'm not good with names. I'm like, hold it. You've memorized
word lists in foreign languages.
That's crazy.
Wow. An incredible accomplishment, Nigel. Well done.
You know, some of the things I've learned in playing Scrabble is you think it's the big long words, but it's actually trying to do multiple words. That's where you really score, and the small ones. So what you can do with the two and three letter words. And so I'm sure that's helped him in French, Spanish, or whatever other language he chooses to memorize next.
Honestly, not to Jesus juke that, but isn't that applicable in our everyday life too? That sometimes we think with our kindness, with our generosity, that it's just the big acts. If I can't give a lot, then I'm not going to do it. If I can't do some huge magnanimous act of kindness, then I'm not going to do it. But isn't it just those small little things, the acts of kindness and love and generosity that make the biggest difference when we stack those day after day, make that part of our daily life. So just like those little 2 and 3 letter words in Scrabble can help you win the game.
There you
just
go.
Just a thought.
Hey, it is Christian Radio. Why not?
Well, sometimes there are coworker gift exchanges at work, right? And sometimes it's white elephant gifts, and everybody's supposed to bring something a little off the wall.
Uh-huh.
Other times, maybe it's a Secret Santa or whatever, and you weren't expecting something quite this unique.
Right. For instance, these are real-life stories, actually.
Yeah.
In a survey of 1,200 office workers, these are some of the strangest gifts that people receive from coworkers. Somebody got a life jacket.
Practical.
Yep.
Not a traditional Christmas gift, but there you go. Real but strange off-the-wall Christmas gifts from coworkers. Someone received a sack of potatoes.
Huh. Here you go.
I think they're 99 cents at Quick Trip right now.
Do you want them mashed or what? Caleb, you would not want to receive what this next person got. Somebody got a stuffed rattlesnake.
Caught that myself. Crazy Christmas gifts from coworkers. Someone received a vase. And you're like, okay, sure. It was used and it was dirty. Just going to grab something.
Put some flowers in there. Someone else was given a carton of cigarettes for a non-smoker.
All right. Crazy Christmas gifts from coworkers. Someone else received a stained pot holder.
Mm-hmm.
Just really wanted you to keep from burning your fingers, but I don't care enough to clean it.
And finally, the last strange Christmas gift given from one coworker to another, a goldfish in a plastic bag for someone who didn't own a fish.
Here's a gift, and now you have to go to the pet store to be able to buy all the other accessories.
I was thinking you'd really enjoy that. Okay, so there you go. Some strange gifts this morning on WWIB. Family Force 5, Christmas time is here. Closing out the show on WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Well, speaking of family, there's another birthday in the Swenson family today, and this is my eldest. So, you know what? Last year, we were introduced to having a teenager as Lily turned 13. Well, she's 14 years old, and we made it through the first year of teenagerdom, didn't we, Lily? And, went through lots of different things, too, like the braces and such, and figuring out all the things that, I can't bring caramels and stuff home now, too, with that. But, I love my teenager. It's amazing to think how much she's grown. She's such a cerebral young lady, too. What I love about Leah, she thinks before she speaks. She ponders so many things, and she cares so much for the world around her, cares for others, and very, very talented. And so I love you so much, Lily. And 10 and a half years ago, I had the biggest joy of my life, and that was my wedding day. But on my wedding day, I became not just a husband, but a father. And that was a dream that I'd had for a long time, too, is to be a daddy. And so I gained a wife, but I also gained a little girl at the end of May. And 10 and a half years ago plus now, too. And I rejoiced every day because of that. So thank you, Lily, for making that dream come true of me being a daddy and you being my first little girl. Have two little girls, two little boys now, too. But my little one's growing up, 14 years old, but I love you. I'm so proud of you and everything you are becoming. I love that you follow the Lord, and may he continue to guide your footsteps. Happy birthday, Lily.
Lily, hopefully at 14, you're not too old for this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
All right. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Have a terrific birthday, Lily. And stick around, folks, for Mid-Mornings with Sam following Focus on the Family. Talk to you tomorrow.